Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Baseball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Well, a good Monday afternoon to everybody, and a welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie here at Bazemore Field for some Indians baseball. It's Wetumpka against the Prattville Christian Panthers. The Indians come in at 7-1 on the year, while PCA sits at 5-4. We are just a couple moments away from first pitch here between the Indians and the Panthers, and should be a good one. Wetumpka's kind of been building some momentum, got a couple wins in that doubleheader against Marbury last weekend.
Yeah, and you go back to last week, they got the win against Benjamin Russell at home too, so it's three games in a row where the Indians have gotten out early in terms of a run rule, and a lot of momentum coming off of that only loss of the season against Homewood back on February 27th.
Should be a good one. We'll take a quick break when we return. First pitch and starting lineups here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Almost time for first pitch here between the Indians and the Panthers. And real quick, our keys to the game brought to you by REMAX Cornerstone Realty. Mitch, what have you got?
Got to be limit those errors. It's kind of been a nip in the Indians' heel all season long. And when you got three guys out with the flu, all of them infielders, you're going to have a little bit of confusion out there. Got to limit that and limit the base runners.
About to be set for first pitch here. Owen Myrick will lead off for the Panthers. We'll give you the full starting lineups in just a moment. First pitch from Connor Jacks is a strike for the 0-1 count. In the field for the Indians, it's Connor Jacks pitching to Logan Fawcett as his pitch goes low and away out of the glove there of Fawcett, 1-1. On first is Asher Nobles. Second is Andre Hatcher. Third baseman is Ty Paxton today with Aiden Peek as the shortstop. Henry Evers in left. The 1-1 pitch in for a strike. Bobo Browning is the center fielder, and Kyle Richardson is in right. We'll tell you the batting order in just a moment. The 1-2 count here for Owen Myrick. Swung on, chopper towards the pitcher, and Jax will make the throw in time for the first out of the afternoon. Behind Myrick is Rosendahl, that is, and Mitch can tell you who else is coming up.
Shortstop Blake Bowman will bat third here tonight, and Jack Diffendeffer, the right fielder, will bat cleanup. In the five spot, it's Ellis Thomas, the center fielder, followed by Connor Baker, the third baseman, Austin Baxley, the first baseman, in the seventh spot.
First pitch here to Rosendahl. Is just outside, 1-0.
Batting eighth tonight, it's Nathan Currier, the catcher, and rounding out the Prattville Christian Academy Panthers lineup is Ty Houston, the second baseman.
Second pitch a bit upstairs, makes it a 2-0 count. Rosendahl, the pitcher today for PCA in the batter's box. The righty batter will swing and foul one back.
It's a good recovery pitch there from Jax after throwing two consecutive balls to start him off, put one right over the heart of the plate.
This pitch, a wave and a miss for a strike. Count evens at 2-2. Really pretty afternoon here at Bazemore Field. 81 degrees, our game time temperature, 6 mile an hour winds. As this pitch, a swing and a miss and a strikeout to start the ball game for Connor Jax. First of the afternoon for him. Jax enters this ball game with a 3.50 ERA. He just recorded his third strikeout of the season. Three walks over 4 2/3 innings pitched now. 4 hits, 2 earned runs given up. He now faces off with Diffin Duffer. First pitch is a strike. Beg your pardon, I think the catcher may have caught that. He swung at it and there was some contact. It ends up being caught by the catcher. Two outs now with the new batter in Blake Bowman. Rosendahl struck out. Bowman now up. He is in the three slot. Diffin Duffer will come up in a moment. 1-2 count, two outs, no one on, scoreless in the top of the first. Pitch, check swing there, and called for a strike. I believe he got a piece of it actually off a foul ball. We'll try the 1-2. This time a wave and a miss, and struck out. Back-to-back strikeouts from Connor Jax makes PCA go 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We're still scoreless. Indians coming up to bat when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Our first and second innings are brought to you by Jackson Hagen. Visit State Farm agent Jackson Hagen today. With PCA now in the field, Indians will be up to bat for the first time in this scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. Quickly to go over the PCA starting lineup. Again, our starting lineup is brought to you by First Community Bank. Mason Rosendahl is on the mound. He'll be pitching to Nathan Currier. Austin Baxley stands at first base. No relation to yours truly. Tyson Houston is the second baseman with Connor Baker standing at third. Blake Bowman is the shortstop. Owen Myrick in left. Ellis Toms is the center fielder. And Jack Diffin Durfer, that is the right fielder. And Logan Fawcett will lead off for the Indians.
He'll be followed by the pitcher, Connor Jackson, then batting in the third spot, Kyle Richardson, the right fielder. Aiden Peek will bat cleanup tonight, followed by the first baseman, Asher Nobles. Gets the rest of that lineup here after these next couple of pitches.
Fawcett steps in, the senior catcher, and awaits the first pitch to come the way of the black and gold. And there it is, high and away.
Following Asher Nobles, it'll be the center fielder, Bobo Browning, and he'll be followed by the seven-hole hitter, left fielder, Henry Evers, and Andre Hatcher batting in the eighth spot, he'll bat ninth and at the eighth spot. It's the designated hitter tonight, Joseph Landry.
Pitch came in a moment ago, makes it a 1-1 count on the wave and miss from Fawcett. So again, Fawcett, Jack's behind him, Richardson due up as well. Peek will clean up if he gets the chance here this inning. 1-1 is fouled up and back. towards the left field side. Fawcett bats 227 on the year. He's got a home run to his name, one of four for this Indians team. The 1-2 is upstairs, out of the glove there. That's the second time today we've already seen someone have a bit of a wild pitch. Of course, no harm done. We haven't seen anyone get on base yet.
Yeah, and Fawcett looking to do that. First time he's batted leadoff this season, a different role for him.
Yeah, kind of a different lineup in general as this pitch is fouled back.
Now, you mentioned a different lineup. A couple of really big names out for the Indians. Peyton Dickey, Miller Lombardi, and Cohen Bell. All generally starters are at least making appearances in the game, all out with the flu. It's been going around and caught a few of the Indians.
Even count, two each. This time a swing and a drive to center field. Trailing left is the man in Ellis Toms, who gets under it for the grab.
And an unfortunate first out for the Indians to start off the inning. And Fawcett got a piece of that one, but maybe didn't catch it as clean as he liked. It looked good coming off the bat, but not a difficult play for Ellis Toms out there in center field.
Already a strong start on the mound for Connor Jacks as he now gets his first chance in the batter's box today. Already managed a 1-2-3 top of this first inning. Had two strikeouts in the process. His first pitch is popped towards foul territory, but still able to make the grab is Austin Baxley, the first baseman. A one-pitch at-bat there for Jackson. He takes a seat.
And that's just off the neck of the bat there, a little bit behind it, pushes it right down that first base side. And that was a good hustle from Baxley over there. He caught it about a foot and a half away from that chain-link fence there. It's always a little bit terrifying when you're running into that fence, but good focus to haul in the catch and brace himself on the fence to make the catch.
A quick first two outs brings up Kyle Richardson with the second best average on the team right now at 476. First pitch in for a strike. Decided to let that one go.
Yeah, just caught the inside edge of the plate there, and if you're a hitter, those inside pitches are always a little bit tough to barrel up.
Yo, one. Another strike. Richardson yet to swing at anything. Consistent starter for the Indians. He managed two hits in the first game against Marbury on Saturday. Went 2-for-3 in that ball game. This time a wave and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes there, and he will go down. Richardson struck out. First time for Rosendahl to record one. And a quick and scoreless first inning comes to a close. We're still knotted up at goose eggs here after one. We'll be back for the second inning here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Top of the second inning. Second inning brought to you by Jackson Hagen. As Wetumpka goes back out into the field, I want to welcome our live stream viewers as well. Had a little bit of a technical issue there in that first inning. Apologies for that. But just to catch you up, we didn't have a whole lot happen in the batter's box, but we had plenty from the pitching mound as Connor Jacks managed back-to-back strikeouts to quickly take care of the top of the first. And then we saw a similar showing from Rosendahl on the mound for PCA with a strikeout to close out the bottom of the first a moment ago. Neither team able to get anyone on base so far. And it'll be Jack Diffendurfer who wants to try and shake things up a little bit. Something I've noticed, by the way, for PCA, and kind of an appreciation of the class I'm seeing here, is every batter that's come out for them so far has shaken the hand of our home plate umpire. First pitch, low and away.
And also maybe trying to play the subconscious game a little bit, being friendly, maybe have the ump go your way a couple of times.
Could be a little bit of that. Pitch comes in, a swing and a miss to make it 1-1. Definitely some thought behind that for sure. You know, hey, if we're a little extra friendly, maybe they'll kind of lean our way a little. The 1-1. is low.
Well, you know, it can't hurt to be nice, and especially when you got a guy behind home plate that can definitely affect the outcome of this one.
2-1. Ground ball towards second. Picked up now by Hatcher. Throw in time.
And that's just about as clear cut and as a ground ball you'll get. Just no hops, no weird skips. Just kind of straight along the infield grass and then rolls right into the glove of Hatcher there. And that's going to be a put out every time.
And not a problem so far for the Indians fielders. Had a ground ball earlier to the pitcher in Connor Jacks. And he made it look routine as well. One out now as pitch comes to Ellis Toms. That one called for a strike, 0-1. Pitch is upstairs. Toms is up with Connor Baker set to bat as well. One out, no one on, scoreless in the top of the first. This pitch is hopped right over the pitcher's mound, scooped up, throw not in time, and a base hit for Ellis Toms. PCA striking first to get a man on.
Yeah, and that's a tough play to make there. It goes right for second base, and it took that weird hop off the pitcher's mound. And when it does that, it slows the ball down quite a bit, goes straight up in the air, and it's really hard to make that play. It was a good hustle from Peak and a good throw to just a little bit behind the runner.
Connor Baker now with the runner at first. A pickoff attempt here. They got him. Immediately went for it. Toms was leading off way too early. Oh, never mind. Hang on. We thought we had him there, and then looks like Asher Nobles lost it at the last moment there. Well, that would have been an easy pickoff there, and Nobles just couldn't keep it in the glove, unfortunately. Connor Baker now, they'll pitch to him. Taking off is Toms, trying to take advantage. He is still out on his attempt to steal second.
Yeah, and I mean, Fawcett was an all-star for a reason last season. He's got a cannon right there. I mean, he beat him by a good two steps. It was an easy play there for Aiden Peak, who ran over and covered second base.
Well, Toms was stealing the attention from Connor Baker, who now gets to pitch a slow grounder to the third baseman. Throw in time there from Ty Paxton, and that ends the top of the second. PCA able to get a man on. He gets caught stealing. And again, three up and three down. Still scoreless midway through the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Alongside Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. We are still scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. It has gone by awfully quick so far, as we've only had the one base hit that happened just an inning ago, or a frame ago. That is, Wetumpka still looking for its first hit as well.
Yeah, it's been a really efficient day on the mound for both pitchers, and then you even go back to that base hit. You had the runner caught stealing in Ellis Toms, and would have been picked off too had Nobles been able to hang on with it. I mean, just both pitchers really making their impact felt early on.
Well, and Toms was really supposed to have been caught standing at first, and then it fell out of the glove of Nobles, and so they managed to get him when he tried to steal second. First pitch here, the bottom of the inning, a ground ball from Aiden Peak, who will not make it in time. It was picked up by Blake Bowman, the shortstop, and a throw, no problem there.
That was a good stop from Bowman there. Slid down and right into his glove. It was going to his glove side, so it's a little bit of an easier play to make right on the second base side of shortstop. But still, good hustle from him and a good play to slide and pop right up and fire it over and get a speedy peek in time.
Asher Nobles now after the first out. Pitch. And for a strike there, Nobles takes. Nobles batting .389 so far in the early portion of this season. The 0-1 is outside.
And that's something I'd really like to see the Indians really try and start doing is working the at-bat here a little bit. A lot of the pitches have been, as he swings on the 1-1, fouls it straight out back. Indians have really gone down in quite a few pitches so far this season. Like to see them start really working the count and try to open up this pitch count from Rusendahl.
Nobles, the 1-2, wave and a miss. And another strikeout now from Rusendahl. He's got two to tie himself up with Connor Jacks now. A strikeout in each of the first two innings from Rusendahl now as Nobles heads back to the dugout, and it brings up Bobo Browning. Browning has been one of the power hitters for this Indians team. He's got two doubles and a home run to his name so far. That leads the team in doubles and multi-base hits. He took the first pitch for a ball. Right now, Browning on a four-game hitting streak. The 1-0. Grounder towards second, scooped up. Houston, throw, got it. And a very quick first couple of innings here. Indians, no chance of getting on in that one. We are still scoreless after the second. We'll be back for the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. We enter the top of the third, still scoreless here, and to take you through the next couple of innings is Mitch Petrie.
Leading
over the Panthers,
first baseman number two. Yeah, and leading off this inning is Austin Baxey. He's been involved in a lot of plays so far in the field, and he'll look to get involved in the batter's box so far. Jack's been efficient so far, only allowing ground balls, nothing too good contact coming from the bat of the Panthers as the first pitch bounced in the dirt for ball one there to Austin Baxley. One oh from Jax is swung on and driven to right field, but that is well foul. Missed it, the foul line by about 20 feet to the right there, and so now count all even at one.
Plenty of distance for Baxley there, just trying to feel it out a little bit with the 1-1.
And first time this game, we've really seen somebody able to square up a ball from Jax as the 1-1 is outside, just a little bit off the plate there, and 2-1 count now.
And he's been looking towards that outside area, trying to get someone to chase for it a little bit, and that helped with those first two strikeouts.
Pitch from Jax is swung on, fouled straight back over everything, over the backstop, over the press box, and count all even at two now. Two 2-2 from Jax is in there. Called strike three and third strikeout of the game there for Connor Jax. He sits Austin Baxley down looking.
Catcher number nine, Nathan.
Yeah, he's looked good so far and just really finding his area of the zone that he's been looking for each time. He's tried to look outside a good bit. He found a little bit closer towards the inside lower corner there to make it difficult on Baxley.
Yeah, and just his second start of the season, Jax is really doing a good job on the bump here as the first pitch is in there for another called strike right over the heart of the plate to the catcher, Nathan Currier. Try to test him outside that time, but well off the plate there into the left-handed batter's box, leaving the count up at one. Jax delivers, same spot, same result, just a little bit outside there, 2-1. Jax will fire this one, and it is bounced just inside there as well, missing in two spots now. A 3-1 hitter's count to Nathan Currier, the catcher. In there for a strike. Currier started to take off there. He thought he was outside, and a little bit of a delayed call there from the man behind home plate, but full count now.
I think Jax may have gotten a little bit of a break there. It was certainly on the lower end for sure.
And swinging a pitch well outside the zone on the payoff pitch. It's a swinging bunt, and good play from Connor Jax. He'll hustle over and make the throw to Nobles at first. No problem there. So 1-3 ground out, and the nine-hole hitter, Ty Houston, will come up to the dish now.
He was fortunate to be able to recover from that. It was kind of uncharacteristic to see him get into that 3-1 count early on. He has been really good about finding where he's looking in the zone each time and just not quite as efficient on that at bat.
First pitch outside, 1-0 count. But you go back to that last pitch, and Nathan Currier swung on that one. I mean, that was a breaking ball. That was a good 6 inches off the plate. Really had to lunge at it, and that's why you saw kind of the swinging bunt. It's the 1-0. It swung on and dribbled and straight down that third baseline out of bounds and evened up at 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Ty Houston up at the plate. The nine-hole hitter for the Panthers. And Jax will come home with the 1-1. That one is lasered. And second base hit of the game belongs to Ty Houston. Just split the gap right between shortstop and second base and line drive right into the outfield. That's about as easy as you can draw up a base hit.
And now you've got to kind of get Jax to settle down a little bit. He has started off being ahead on the count pretty often, and now he's been behind on the last two at bats. Managed to escape on one of them with that ground out, but then now it's starting to come to him with Houston getting the base hit there.
Yeah, Owen Myrick, the left fielder, will come up for his second time. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Myrick grounded out to Jax in his first time up. Start off this ball game. Pickoff attempts from Jax, but Houston way back in time was not taking a sizable lead there. And one thing I've kind of noticed about Jax is he really speeds himself up a little bit, does not take a lot of time in between pitches. As he fires the 0-1 home, cut on and miss, and a quick 0-2 count here to Owen Myrick. Another pickoff attempt from Jackson. Same result there. Houston back in plenty of time. Beat the throw by about half a step there.
He's trying to keep him honest, and Houston is continuing to lead off by a good margin here.
That one in the dirt there, just a little bit low from Jackson. It was a good hold there by Myrick. He kind of started his swing, pulled those hands down just a little bit, but laid off well in plenty of time. Umpire had nothing to think about there. The 1-2 now, cut on and missed. A drop third strike, but an easy play there for Logan Fossey, who fires it over to first. Fourth strikeout of the game for Connor Jackson in the top of the third inning. And we will be back in just a moment, bottom of the third, as the Indians search for their first base hit in this one.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. and so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Right, Kathy Thornton and Chad Baird are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Still knotted at zero here as we head to the bottom of the third. Due up for the Indians, it's Henry Evers, Joseph Landry, and Andre Hatcher as they still look for not only their first base hit, but first base runner of the game. It's been six up, six down for the Indians so far, and Henry Evers, the left fielder, is going to look to change that for the Indians.
Henry Evers!
Evers, Landry, and Hatcher, the three men due up, all guys that are subbing in for some of the Indians down with the flu, and Bell, Lombardi, and Dickey. And they got some big shoes to fill. First pitch to Evers is downstairs, and he'll jump ahead in the count 1-0 here, start off the bottom of the third inning.
Well, Dickey and Lombardi, especially, you're losing them today, two of your more productive guys statistically.
Swung on and ripped from Evers, heading back and having a little bit of trouble with it, and off the glove of Tom out there in center field, and he'll head all the way to third base. Hustle play there from Henry Evers, and never really looked like Tom's was comfortable under it out there. Kept jittering around, going back, and then eventually had to lay back for it and off his glove there. And now first base hit of the game for the Indians, so they might credit an error there as well.
Well, he had to trail back and flip the shoulders a good bit, which makes it really difficult, especially, you know, with the sun out and you're having a really fight to go back. And that is a tough play at the high school level for sure. And Evers, his third hit over 11 at-bats so far this year. Two of them have been for multiple bases. Had a double earlier this year as well.
Yeah, and you look at, if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook here on the Wetumpka Sports Network pages, you can see the flag out there in center field. It is blowing a little bit to the right, but it's also blowing back. Getting a lot of helping wind are the batters, especially balls in the air like that, and I think that could have contributed to Tom's difficulty catching it out there. Looks like Currier might have been having a little bit of difficulties with his catcher's mask there, but it looks like we've got it all squared away now, and Joseph Landry coming up to the dish. The senior starting as designated hitter here tonight. First pitch to him is swung on and laced. No problem there. A base hit to left field. It'll drive home. Evers and Indians will take the first points in this one. They draw first blood. Now that's first pitch swinging right there, and you love to see it. Knew exactly what he wanted to do, just as beautiful as a base hit as he can do it, about 10 feet into left field there. And now Andre Hatcher going to come up to the plate here playing second base tonight.
Well, they're going to keep trying to take advantage of Rusendahl, who may be a little bit rattled right now after the back-to-back hits.
Showing bunt is Hatcher, and a good one here. He will hustle it out to first base, and Rusendahl will field it and fire it over to Baxley there, but they will get the sacrifice successfully there, trading a base for an out there, and Logan Fawcett come up to the dish now.
And the bunt works, but you know, like I said, I don't know that you necessarily had to go for a bunt in that position where you've already managed back-to-back hits like that. You've got them kind of on the ropes, and so giving up the out sort of lets PCA catch their breath a little bit.
It absolutely does, but I think part of that, too, is Hatcher leads a team with stolen bases in five. He's got some wheels on him as the first pitch well inside and behind Currier there, and standing up at third base is Landry. He'll advance over there, and now just 90 feet away. Sacrifice, fly, and get him home.
That's the second time we've seen a wild pitch from Rusendahl. But now with guys on, you're starting to pay for it just a little bit, and so he's got to be able to find some rhythm here and find some control again. He seems to be a little bit rattled after those first couple of hits as the field is going to crowd in a little bit on Fawcett.
Fawcett swings on the second pitch, but well, foul that time down the first base side there and out of play. So count even up at one here for Fawcett with one down here in the bottom of the third.
Well, you've got the entire infield playing in that infield grass right now, hoping to try and make a play at home.
And Fawcett sends that one into center field. Line drive there, and no problem with it is Tom's, but well deep enough there for Landry to come around and score. So Indians on top by two now after the sacrifice fly there from Logan Fawcett.
Number 13, Connor Jack.
Now Connor Jacks will see it from the other end. He's pitcher here at nine. He'll step in to the batter's box here with two down in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Jacks is swung on. That's going to be a base hit every day of the week straight into center field there, and bobbling it for a second is Tom's. And Jacks rounded the corner, thought about heading to second, but then thought better of it, and he'll head back to first base.
Kyle Richardson.
I definitely think, Gavin, I agree with you there, that I think Rusendahl is starting to get a little bit rattled. Hard not to be when you go six up, six down, and now allow three hits and two runs to score.
Yeah, it's going to continue to mount. I think Richardson here is going to try and take advantage. Again, you go back to the top of the order. Now you get down to Richardson as they'll try a pickoff. Won't get him there at Jacks at first. But you've got Richardson right now. I mean, like I mentioned before, he's got the best batting average of anybody for Wetumpka that's playing today. So this is a good chance to try and add on.
Absolutely it is. And he was swinging for the fences on that one. But nothing doing. A hard cut there, but nothing but air that time, and an 0-1 count to Richardson now. He wanted it all on that swing.
Well, again, he can do that. He's got the power for this to potentially be able to get a couple bases out of this hit.
An 0-1 swung on and missed, and Jacks in there at a second slid, but Currier, the catcher, bobbled it there for a second. And he didn't even have to slide, but did regardless. It's now an 0-2 count here to Kyle Richardson. You mentioned his pop. He's one of the four Indians on this team with a home run. They have as a team, got four home runs, one belonging to a couple of different guys. The 0-2 to Richardson is well upstairs there, right at his chin. And a good take there. So he starts to work his way back into the count, 1-2.
When he did better there, he's got to start being a little bit more patient, because that last wave and miss that he had was just reaching really far across the river.
And he squares that one up there, no problem, into center field, base hit, and they'll wave around Jacks all the way to home. And Jacks turns around, actually. He was getting waved home by Coach Brooks there, and ball was off the glove of Rusendahl. He jumped up for it. It would have been home in time, I think, for Currier. So maybe a good decision there from Jacks to turn around and head back to third. Runners on the corners here with two down as Aiden Peake comes up to the dish.
Well, I think that Jacks was a little bit spooked knowing that that was a little bit more shallow than he expected that hit to go.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, that was a hard hit ball, too. It got out to Tom's in center field really quickly. So Peake try to be the hero here with two down and runners on the corners. He will take strike one there, called just on the outside edge of the plate. Maybe benefit of the doubt there goes to Rusendahl. The 0-1 to Peake is swung on and dribbled straight behind home plate there. And 0-2 count here for Aiden Peake, but started off the same way for Kyle Richardson, and he worked a base hit out of it, and Peak will look to follow in his footsteps. Rusendahl comes home with it, and a hit and run there, but nothing doing. It was a ground ball right over to Houston, and he'll fire over to Baxley. No problem there, but Indians draw first blood. Two runs on four hits, no errors there. As we head to the top of the fourth, and the PCAA Panthers looking to answer. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We go to the fourth inning.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Connected with Central Access, get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Indians come back out here in the field after a good inning from them behind the plate. Four hits, two runs, and they take the first lead of the ball game, 2-0. Connor Jacks still on the mound here, and Jacks having a good night so far. Only allowing two hits and four strikeouts for him. No walks suffered thus far. And leading off for the Panthers in this inning, it's Mason Rusendahl, the pitcher, and then Blake Bowman and Jake Deffender will be the three guaranteed to come up.
We've got two guys coming up that were struck out in that first inning, so a little bit of a hope for redemption here. But Connor Jacks is really been effective so far in finding his area that he's kind of shooting for on each one of these pitches. Started to kind of lose it just a little bit against Currier and Houston, but then found the rhythm a little bit more with that strikeout against Myrick to end the third.
Yeah, and you mentioned that in a little bit longer of an inning compared to what we had seen, a lot of lightning fast innings, and maybe that can throw off your rhythm a little bit as a pitcher as well, especially with Jacks coming up to the plate as well, running along the bases. It's a little bit interesting always to see how a pitcher responds after getting out of what had been a really quick rhythm to this game so far.
Well, if PCA is going to find something, you're going to see it start to happen here soon because you're getting through the rotation now for the second time, and so you start to become a little bit more familiar with what Jacks is going to be showing you on a similar note to how Wetumpka started to be effective there in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, absolutely. First pitch swung on and fouled straight off. It'll go over the fence out there down the first base side, and a first pitch strike here for Connor Jacks. Working quickly, here's the 0-1 inside. Well, they'll give him the strike there. Maybe got away with one there. It looked like it was well inside, but breaking ball kind of started right at Rusendahl and then came across the plate. The 0-2 is dribbled there from Rusendahl right down third baseline, and we'll try it again. Jack's taking a little bit longer this time and starter's motion now coming home with the 0-2 pitch. That one is laced and hustling over, making the play. No problem is Richardson. It does find the outfield grass first there. So base hit to start this one off for the PCA Panthers, and they'll look to try and cut into this Indians lead. It's a good piece of hitting right there, just going straight into the opposite field, not trying to do anything too crazy. Solid contact there and bounces in the outfield grass.
Yeah, the PCA has clearly started to find something against Jacks here, and so see if they've kind of passed that along within the dugout.
First pitch swinging there, and Peak gets it no problem. Slips as he tries to fire it over to first. It comes down, and they double him up. It was a low throw from Peak there, but a good scoop at Nobles from first, and a quick two outs here for the Indians. First pitch swinging results in a double play. That was great piece of fielding there.
Well, and that's a mental mistake there from Rosendahl, because he had plenty of time to be still on the bag there. He decides to take off, and then, of course, ends up being caught on that line drive to short. And so, of course, you know, you've got to be a little bit more aware and be able to get back in time.
First pitch swinging there from Jack Deffendurfer, and Jax does not seem to be thrown off here. Kind of bailed out there by some good fielding there as the 0-1 pitch is lifted into deep left field, and no problem there. Henry Evers track it down and make the catch. So a quick top of the fourth inning here. Indians still lead it 2-0. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Fourth inning is brought to you by Collier Ford. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buying easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on U.S. Highway 231 in Wetumpka. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. Mason Rosendahl still on the bump here for the Panthers as Asher Nobles set to lead it off for the Indians. He'll be followed by Bobo Browning and Henry Evers. Indians looking to build on that momentum they got in the bottom of the third inning. Four hits, two runs, and another two guys left on. And they started to really hit around, did the Indians. And Asher Nobles will look to do that as well. He will take the first pitch there for a strike right over the heart of the plate. And something we've seen the Indians do quite a bit so far in this one is a lot of taking the first pitch kind of no matter what.
Yeah, it's been patience at the plate that's been really important so far.
And good take there as the pitch bounced in the dirt there and count even up at one here for Asher Nobles, one of the few lefties on this Indians team. And always a little bit interesting when you have a lefty playing first base. As the 1-1 there is upstairs, breaking ball just never really came down. And ahead in the count now, Asher Nobles, good at bat for him so far. The 2-1 is in there for a strike on the outside edge of the plate here. And no swings for Asher Nobles so far. Four straight takes here. Brings it to a 2-2 count. Rosendahl delivers and swung on. First one for Nobles, but foul it straight back. So we'll try the 2-2 pitch yet again. See how Rosendahl recovers here after he was automatic for the first two innings and then a little bit shaky there in the bottom of the third, bottom of the fourth, though. See how he responds. Fouled that one, did Asher Nobles there. It was right over the heart of the plate and barely got a piece of it there to stay alive. And so for the third time, we will try the 2-2. The 2-2 to Nobles yet again. He checks up his swing on the outside edge of the plate. That'll be a ball and a full count here, as you can hear the PCA fans not a huge fan of that call. Nobles has done a great job working his way into this at bat. 389 average for him as well. I got him looking. Unfortunate strikeout there for Asher Nobles, but a good recovery for Mason Rusendahl. Nobles go down on strikes. Bobo Browning going to come up to the plate now and ground it out to second base his last time up. Bobo, another guy who's had a pretty strong start to the season. Got a couple of extra base hits to his name. His first pitch swing in there. A dribbler to shortstop and able to come up with it is Bowman. He fires in. A good stretch at first base. Barely gets Browning there. I mean, just barely. I thought it was going to be, he was going to be safe there, but a laser from Bowman over to Baxley at first. And two down now for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth.
They had to rip that throw. That is a long and difficult throw to make, and Browning, I felt like, was going to have enough speed to be able to get there.
Two down now as Henry Evers comes up to the plate, had the triple, and really got things going for the Indians back in the bottom of the third inning. He will take strike one. The 0-1 there is fouled right off the neck of the bat and into the PCA dugout now. A quick 0-2 count. And talk about the composure here of Mason Rusendahl. I mean, had a shaky inning last time up, but then come back here in the bottom the fourth, and he's been pitching the lights out so far. And with the 0-2 count, no need to test the zone there. Breaking ball well outside the zone that time, and a 1-2 count. Now to Henry Evers. Pops that one straight up, and a couple of guys hustling over for it, but the guy who makes the catch, it's Baker over there at third base, and Indians go down, three up, three down, and a good recovery from Mason Rusendahl. They still lead it, though, 2-0 Indians on top. We'll head to the top of the fifth here in just a few moments.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Precision 4 Care are your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision 4 Care today or visit callpfc.com here. Top of the fifth inning set to get underway. Indians still lead it 2-0, and Gavin Baxley will carry us home the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good showing. Mitch, you were able to get us a couple runs there. Appreciate that. As, you know, we saw that really strong third inning for Wetumpka, and since then things slowed down a little bit more in the fourth. It's still Connor Jacks on the mound for Wetumpka as he continues to get warm. He's got four strikeouts to his name so far over the first four innings. He's given up three hits in the process of that, including one in each of the last three. But he's been able to battle really well. He kind of started to let it get away from him for a moment. We saw Currier have that hitter's count at one point, and then he maybe had a call or two that went the way of Jackson, and then Tyson Houston was able to really take advantage of that single, but has yet to let anybody really be able to break through for PCA. Ellis Toms leading off. First pitch is a strike. Toms with Connor Baker and Austin Baxley due up as well. Toms, one of those three base hits so far for PCA. The 0-1 is just inside. Had a single in the second. You may remember that he had that single, and then he kind of got off the bag just a little too far and quickly was caught, or well, actually, he was picked off at one point. A pitch just came in, took for a strike, 1-2. He was picked off, but Nobles couldn't keep it, and so then he got caught stealing second instead. The 1-2 is called for a ball there, 2-2.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how the contact is. Jacks had really only allowed ground balls, and then you go back to the top of the fourth inning, got three out, but all of them solid contacts.
Pitch there was fouled to to right. Trailed off just a little bit there. Stayed a little bit closer to the line than I originally thought it would. Wetumpka trying to continue what is now a three-game winning streak dating back to last Monday. That came against Ben Russell. The last three games Wetumpka has won have all been in run rule ball games, ending in five innings each. They've won it with some remarkable scoring efforts. The 2-2 is downstairs. Scored 17 runs against Marbury in game two. They had 12 in the first game on Saturday. A 10-0 ball game against Ben Russell last Monday. Payoff pitch is called for a strike. Toms thought he was going to get walked. He is caught looking instead.
And fifth strikeout of the night there for Connor Jacks. Good way to start off the top of this fifth inning. Second time that's happened. You got a guy looking, thought it was a ball, started to trek to first base, and Blue says not so fast.
Well, they have certainly been calling it pretty tight there. As he just barely was able to catch the zone. One down, Connor Baker now up. No one on in a 2-0 ball game for Wetumpka here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch was a strike there against Baker, the third baseman. He grounded out in the second inning. The 0-1, wave and a miss. Jax is starting to find that rhythm again. The ball placement has been much more effective over the last two innings. 0-2, taken low.
Yeah, you talk about Jax. He's really just been consistent all across the board. Only three hits and five strikeouts, no walks. He's, like you keep mentioning, he's really shown some great control of his pitches here tonight.
1-2 count as this pitch just catches the outside there for a ball. Count goes even. Still with no one on. Jax taking a long breath. Now he'll fire it. It is fouled off. And you mentioned earlier that he typically is a little bit quicker to get it ready and go ahead and fire off another pitch. And that time he really was patient about it and kind of threw off the rhythm of everything here. The 2-2, now a chopper to third, picked up on the run. Paxton makes the throw.
Good throw there from Paxton, and that's just a little bit of a tougher play. It's kind of that chopper. You never really know how it's going to react once it hits that dirt in the infield, and it was a good job from Paxton there to cut it off before it got there, not allow any wonky hops there, and then a good throw over to Nobles at first base.
Two down, no one on. 2-0 our score, Indians on top. First pitch there, a strike to Austin Baxley, who was struck out in the third inning on his first appearance. 0-1. Takes strike two. Again, no relation to Austin Baxley, though will say that in my broadcasting experience, this is the first time I've seen someone with the same last name as me. So how about that?
Hey, you know, get something new every time. That's why this job is quite awesome. And all of these batters for Jax, he's gotten him to an 0-2 count, and all three of them so far.
And the 0-2 comes in, caught him reaching there. Baxley couldn't get to it. Wave and a miss, and another strikeout. That's six now for Jax, who came into the ballgame with just two on the year, and it cleans things up. PCA still scoreless. Indians lead at 2-0 midway through five on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
The The bottom of the fifth inning is brought to you by Wharf Casual Seafood. Fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today, Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Indians leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. In this home battle against the Prattville Christian Panthers, Joseph Landry will lead off in this frame with Andre Hatcher and Logan Fawcett due up as well. First pitch, a swing and miss from Landry, who already has a base hit today, just his second of the year. He's only had six total at-bats. Now at the 0-1. Low and outside. Had the single. He's been playing DH today. That happened in the third. He made it up. Hatcher had the sack bunt. Then a Fawcett sack fly also helped in sending him home. 1-1. Swing and a miss.
When you talk about that, too, Landry, on that single, drove home Henry Evers, who just hit the triple. So both runs of the game, Joseph Landry has been involved in, and hopefully tack on some more here.
Yeah, it was his second RBI of the season as well. So two hits, both of them have managed to send a run home. A pitch there, a check swing. They appeal to first, but won't do. Still 2-2.
And definitely maybe a little bit of an interesting decision to appeal there. I mean, it did not look like he was even close to crossing the plane of the plate there.
Well, never hurts. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off.
And a little bit of a different at-bat this time for Joseph Landry. That single he got, it was first pitch swinging for him, just laced that line drive out into left field for a base hit, and now really battling, about to face his seventh pitch of the at-bat.
So, like you mentioned, managing to battle pretty effectively. Waiting on the 2-2, here it comes. Called for a strike there, caught the outside of the zone apparently, and he will take a seat.
Well, I'm not sure that I would call that a strike, but umpire's been pretty consistent with that outside edge of the plate. He's called that a couple of times, and so can't really be upset as long as he's consistent.
It's like I said before, that they have called it kind of tight both ways here, so can't say that Wetumpka maybe hasn't had a couple that have leaned their way as well, so kind of evening things back up. First pitch to Andre Hatcher is in for a strike. Did not take a swing on it there.
And two first pitch strikes for Rusindahl to start off this inning.
The 0-1 off speed there, but could not catch the zone. 1-1. Pitch fouled off. It's been a lot of action for Wetumpka Athletics over the last week or so, and then plenty more to come this week. But how about Indians track and field going out to 17 Springs for the Stanhope Elmore Sprint Relays? Boys placed first overall, or pardon, girls placed first overall. The boys were third as a team. The 1-2 chopped foul. Coach Warren Brown trying to get the Indians ready for that state championship meet in Gulf Shores. Plenty of gold medals were won in the sprint relays as well. Big congratulations to Indians track and field. The 1-2. This time it will ground through the shortstop hole. A base hit for the Indians with Andre Hatcher. Hatcher having a big impact today. The sack bunt earlier, now the single puts him on. He just had the quick rolling ground ball there between the 5 and 6 slots. So a man at first now in this 2-0 Indians ball game. Logan Fawcett marks the top of the order. He is up. Again with just one out. Fawcett, a fly out in the first and a sack fly. First pitch to him this time is skied to shallow center field, sprinting in to get it is Toms. He'll make the catch.
Well, and I was about to say, it's going to be tough to double up Hatcher. He's a quick guy. He's got some real speed on him and leads the team in stolen bases with five. So, especially with two down here, definitely something to watch.
Well, Fawcett has given catching practice for Ellis Toms throughout this ball game. On all three appearances for Fawcett, he has flied it right to center field. Two down now. Connor Jacks is up with a man at first. Indians still leading by two. They'll try to pick off first. Will not get him in time. Hatcher is safe. First pitch now is called for a strike against Connor Jacks, again, who has been serving as the pitcher here today, already with six strikeouts. 0-1. Outside, trying to take off and steal second, but not doing so effectively is Andre Hatcher. He is caught on the run there for the third out. Jacks doesn't get any more time in the plate there. So it remains 2-0. After five, Indians got a hit. Couldn't do anything else with it, though. They still lead by two on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We go to the sixth. Come to Collier.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Top of the sixth is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. They're building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We've got a pitching change here for the Indians. Connor Jacks is done for the afternoon, and pretty good day for him as well. Five innings pitched, three hits, no runs given up. No walks, six strikeouts for Jacks, who came into this game having only pitched four total innings and with only two strikeouts. So, heck of a day for Connor Jacks.
Definitely starting to get comfortable. And you talk about Owen Piles, three appearances for him, averaging two innings per game, only giving up one hit, two walks, and nine strikeouts. So it's going to be tough for the Panthers to get anything going here.
It is Owen Piles on the mound. His first pitch is swung at, a fly ball towards right. Richardson races over to the foul line and catches it. It would have been fair, so a great effort there from Richardson. And quickly a first out recorded with Owen Piles on the bump. He's only given up one hit over the six innings of play. He's been in three different games this season. Piles' pitch is called for a strike. It's Tyson Houston who's up. He's showing bunt there and backed off anyway. Owen Piles with nine strikeouts so far this year to just two walks. The 0-1 there is a ball. Last time he was on the mound was against Marbury. 1-1, swung on, slow ground ball to third, scooped up, throw in time. And they may have called this foul, actually. Yeah, they're going to say that this had trailed foul before that, so Houston gets a little bit of a mulligan.
And, yeah, definitely a interesting decision there. Unless it bounced in the batter's box there, it looked like it stayed fair the whole way.
We'll try the 1-2 now as the catcher Fawcett lost it. Stays 2-2. Piles pitched just one inning in the Marbury game. And it was a hitless one inning. Had one walk in that game, though, with two strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch now is skied to left. Everybody racing over for it. And the shortstop can't get to it in time. Peak lost it, and it gives up a couple bases to Tyson Houston.
And I thought maybe that Evers was going to be the man to catch it. Maybe a miscommunication out there. It looked like he had a better play on it. Generally speaking, it's a little bit easier for the outfielder to track it down since he's not running backwards. And Peak had to, like you mentioned earlier, he had to switch up those shoulders, reach over, and try and pull that one in. Tough break there for the Indians.
You're exactly right. That seemed like it should have been Henry Evers' ball for him to go grab, and instead Peak chases after it. And it'll go down as an error against Peak. A little bit of a shift towards right field for the Indians here. Pitch called for a strike against Owen Myrick. As PCA is back at the top of the order now for the third time today. Myrick a ground out to start the game and then was struck out in the third. Runner at second, 2-0 Indians with one out. Pitch a swing and miss, making the count 0-2.
Couple of really nice pitches so far from Piles. I mean, these pitches are moving a lot. He's got some good stuff.
Wetumpka has been really good about developing pitchers over the last couple of years. Looking back, Piles with the 0-2 now taking for a ball, 1-2. Think about guys like Jackson Scheinflew is pitching at South Alabama now. Tyson Collier pitching at the JUCO level as well at Shelton State, among others, over the last 5 or 6 years. The 1-2, this time drilled foul. And Jackson Scheinflew, I mentioned, part of that South Alabama team, along with Ty Brooks, the son of Coach Russ Brooks. Both of them kind of having some success with the Jaguars early on this season. Right now, they're top 100 in RPI in college baseball, so high expectations down in Mobile. The 1-2 is fouled.
Good job staying alive in this at-bat. Owen Myrick yet to get on base here so far tonight, but he's fouled off a couple of good pitches from Piles as he is really battling right now.
He's had to fight through this for sure. The 1-2. Upcoming, he'll look back at second, the runner in Houston. Now the throw, this time grounded towards second, scooped up. Hatcher will make the throw in time and record the second out. It does allow Tyson Houston, though, to advance to third. I think that kind of plays to PCA's favor a little bit. Of course, you want Myrick to be able to get on, but you'll certainly take the opportunity to get a man on third here and try to get PCA on the board. It's up to Mason Rusendahl to do so. First pitch to him, taken for ball one.
When you talk about Rusendahl, he's one of the three guys of this PCA team that has a base hit, so definitely a good spot to be for the Panthers here.
Pitch there is a strike. Sends the count 1-1. Rusendahl has a base hit already as this pitch is fouled back. Had that in the fourth inning. You'll remember that Rusendahl was a victim a bit of the line drive that came from Blake Bowman. Rusendahl didn't tag up. They got him out at first. Now on the 1-2, another ground ball to second. Lost it there did Hatcher. He won't make the throw in time, and it allows the runner to come home in Tyson Houston.
And it's a tough play for Andre Hatcher. It took a weird hop right as it came into his glove. It hit off the back of his glove and then shot out to the arm side, so at least he was able to get it, and he had a chance to get him at first, but the throw, after having to hustle to get it over to Nobles, pulls him off the bag. And so I mentioned in the pregame, Remax Hornerstone, key to the game, got to limit those errors, and now two errors for the Indians, allow a run to score in PCA, now down by just one.
Well, yeah, the two errors is going to make things a lot tougher on you to be able to close things out here. The first pitch was a ball. They tried to pick off first there with Mason Rusendahl. Did not get him there. One oh count now for Blake Bowman. Pitch outside. Two oh count. One runner on after already a run scored for PCA, making it a 2-1 ball game. This pitch now is grounded towards third. I believe it stayed fair. No, they say it did not. It went right down that line, just barely catches some of that pain, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's the second time that Jax has had a nice throw and a nice play called off, saying that it went foul.
There's been a couple of those right down that third base line, especially. 2-1 count for Bowman, who had really good contact in the fourth inning, by the way. Comes in for a strike there to make it 2-2. It was really hard hit, and it was just a remarkable play from Aiden Peake to be ready for it on what most people would call an atom ball. The 2-2 is called for a strike there. Bowman letting it go. He struck out for a second time. Owen Piles now getting some work done as well. We had a couple of errors, and that managed to get a run in for the Panthers. It's 2-1. Indians still lead it. They'll try and add on in the bottom of the sixth on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie in the bottom of the sixth inning now. Indians are still leading it 2-1, though we just saw PCA cut into it moments ago. Off the rip of first pitch hit, maybe, no. It was Connor Jax who swung at it there. It was grounded to Blake Bowman. Thought he had a chance to get there, but not in time. Swinging at that first pitch, though. Aggressive batting from Jax.
Yeah, and you talk about aggressive batting. Neither team has drawn a walk so far today. Interesting stat.
Yeah, and that's been something Wetumpka has been pretty good at, along with the strikeouts that they have suffered from over this season so far. They've got 44 strikeouts going into today, now 47. As this pitch comes in for a strike against Richardson. But they've been walked 44 times as well, hit by pitch 11 times. Wetumpka has found its way on base plenty in the early portion of this season. 0-1 called strike.
That's that same outside pitch called for a strike. And umpire definitely allowing a little bit of a wide zone here tonight, but you got to expect that at this point in the game.
Pitch there appealing to first. They say safe on the check swing. Richardson with that single that he had in the third inning. He struck out in the first. 1-2. Taken, called for a strikeout. And Richardson will take a seat. Indians fans not thrilled about that one. Rosendahl with his fourth strikeout now. Two down as PCA is looking for an opportunity to try and make a run for it here in what will likely be the last inning in the seventh. Two outs now, Aiden Peek, first pitch outside.
And a good take there. And Rosendahl's showing really good control as he kind of let it get away from him a little bit in that third inning, but since then has really done a great job of doing a lot of recovery pitches and really testing the outside of the zone.
1-0 count is out of the zone there. Bit low. Exit 2-0 for Peek, who has grounded out both to short and to second today. This pitch now is skied to right field. Trailing back is Diffendorfer. He will get under it, though, for the out. Indians can't do any further damage. PCA will come back up with a chance to try and tie or take the lead in the seventh. It's 2-1 Indians over the Panthers after six on the Collier Ford with Wetumpka Sports Network.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Enter the top of the seventh inning here, and Wetumpka is hoping that they can call it a night here after these next three outs. Well, we will see. Prattville Christian has other plans, and they kept themselves busy last inning, although none of it came off of hits. They had managed to score a run after two errors against Wetumpka. And so now, question is, can they replicate that one more time? They've only had three hits so far this afternoon. They came in each of the second, third, and fourth innings. As the first pitch here is outside, 1-0. Jack Diffendorfer is up. He's 0 for 2 this afternoon. 1-0 pitch taken for a strike.
That's just a disgusting pitch. Lefty on lefty action. Ball, breaking ball. It looks like it's coming straight for you. And then about 10 feet away from the plate, just takes a hard dip into the zone. Great pitch there from Piles.
1-1. Swung on. Hard swing. Deep to right field. At the wall. Gone. And a homer will tie it for Prattville Christian here. Jack Diffendorfer bashes one deep to right field. Back-to-back innings with a run for PCA, and we are tied up now 2-2. First batter to come up was Diffendorfer, and he makes the Indians pay with that one. Still no outs. Nobody on here, but now the Indians are going to face a little bit more pressure because they've got to maintain this tie ball game and then go to work in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch is called for a strike there against Ellis Toms, the center fielder, who already has a base hit today. 0-1 inside. That was off the single in the second. He was struck out in the fifth inning as well. Pitch there, a strike. Pravel Christian in the 3A area 5 right now as a wave and miss on this pitch strikes out Ellis Toms. He will take a seat, strikeout number 2 from Owen Piles. PCA sits at 5-4 right now in their four-team area. ACA right now at 4-4. Montgomery Academy 5-5. And St. James off to a bit of a rough start at 3-7. But Pravel Christian was mighty strong last year. Went 38-5, had a deep run in the postseason. As the first pitch there to Connor Baker, I believe, hit him. And he will head to first.
And that represents the possible go-ahead run there, and you'll get a pinch runner for the Panthers as well. Coming in to run for him is number 15, Will Roy.
So Will Roy takes his place there. It'll be Austin Baxley who is up. Scratch that. Austin Baxley having a pinch runner coming in his place, or pinch hitter. It is Cooper Harris who comes in instead of Baxley, who has struggled today. Baxley was 0-2, and so they'll try a different approach here with Harris. Imagine that will have an effect on the field as well when we get to the bottom of the seventh. Baxley was playing at the first base position. A quick conversation here between Coach Austin Adams and Cooper Harris.
I think he's just making the head umpire aware of his substitution. Not sure that he did it before the inning.
Well, now we're all squared away. It's an 0-1 count for Cooper Harris with a runner at first, one out, and a tied ball game now in the top of the seventh, 2-2. The runner at first is Baker, or pardon, not Baker, it is Will Roy. Baker was the one that was hit by the pitch. 0-2 count now for Harris. Piles, ready, fires, swing, and a miss.
Big strikeout there for Owen Piles.
Yeah, they make a change, replacing Baxley with Harris, but the result pans out the same way. Harris goes down swinging.
Now batting number 9.
Two down, runner at first still. And they bring up Nathan Currier. First pitch now is sky deep to right field. Chasing after it. It will bounce into the wall here. And this is a big hit for PCA. They've got a man coming around. Will Roy will make it home in time. Pravel Christian has stormed back and taken the lead over Wetumpka now. 3-2 after the RBI double from Nathan Currier.
Timely hitting by the PCA Panthers. And tough play for Richardson out there in right field. It bounces off the wall, and it took a weird hop off of his glove there, and almost still in time to get him at home. It was a good throw from Richardson, just a little bit behind the runner.
So the RBI double from Currier, and then he has a pinch runner come in his place in Braden Sloan. Sloan stands at second, two outs now, as Tyson Houston marks the bottom of the order here. Stepping into the batter's box to try and now give Pravel Christian some insurance on what the Indians were hoping would be the end of this ball game, but now face an entirely different situation. The first pitch there was downstairs, 1-0. Piles looks back. Now he'll throw outside again. 2-0.
wonder if Piles is a little bit rattled here. Hasn't faced too much adversity. Only given up one hit all season coming in to this game. He's led a couple of powerful hits in this one. Two extra base hits.
No bullpen movement for Wetumpka. This is Piles' problem to deal with here to get this last out. The 2-0 swung on and popped foul. They'll chase after it, but it goes out of play. Makes the count 2-1 now. Houston has reached a base on both of his appearances. He earned it in the third, had a single, and then managed to get on last inning as well off of the error. He was the one that ended up coming around, scored that first run for PCA, which started what has now been three runs over the last two innings. Indians have not scored a run since way back early in the game in the third. This pitch fouled back 2-2.
Good recovery pitches here from Piles. Starting off the count 2-0, working his way back. Now full two is across the scoreboard.
Deuce is wild as this pitch could have a big impact. Here it comes. In the dirt there. Count going full now. And this is already a tough spot for Wetumpka. Down one. They'll have a chance to try and get back into it in the bottom of this inning. But you give up another here, things could change drastically. Payoff pitch. Swung on. Fouled.
We'll try it again. A tough spot to be if you're Owen Piles here. And as if the first payoff pitch wasn't pressure enough, here comes a second.
We'll try it again. Piles looks back, breathes, now throws. Swung on, this time lining towards right field. It is caught by Richardson, and he manages the out. Two hits, one left on base there off no errors, and two runs scored thanks to the homer from Diffendurfer. That gives PCA the lead. 3-2 now. Bottom of the seventh upcoming. Indians hoping to tie or take the lead when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Well, we now enter the bottom of the seventh inning, and it all comes down to this. Prattville Christian trailed throughout this ball game and then just recently took the lead off of that two-run top of the seventh. And now they are three outs away from stunning Wetumpka here. Indians trying to maintain a clean slate at home. 5-0 this season at Bazemore Field. Austin Baxley was pinch hit for earlier by Cooper Harris. Baxley is back in at first, so no changes here to the lineup for the Panthers. First pitch, a wave and miss for the Indians. It's an effort for Asher Nobles here on the 0-1. Pitch goes outside.
Indians, really, this is the time you got to start working counts. You got to be real decisive on what you're swinging versus what you're taking.
Well, Nobles 0-2 today. Pitched that time a strike. Really leaned low for it there. Nobles was struck out in the second and fourth innings last time he was caught looking. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. He is struck out for a third time as Rosendahl is trying to close things out. He's got five strikeouts now.
Number 17, Bobo Rowdy.
Well, since that third inning where Wetumpka scored the two runs, Rosendahl has been out for revenge. He's had one strikeout in each of the last four innings. Now with one down, Bobo Browning takes the first pitch high. Indians need a play here. Browning has been good this year. He's been 0 for 2 today, though. This time he pops one up shallow left as the shortstop trails back and grabs it. Blake Bowman records the second out, and Indians now are in trouble. It'll be Henry Evers who comes up, which is not a bad thing. He had the triple in the third. Funny enough, you put a couple different guys into the lineup, and they have turned out to be the more effective guys this afternoon. Evers with a triple. Joseph Landry is due next if he gets the chance. Had a single earlier. Both of them have scored a run today as well. First pitch to Evers, swung on and fouled. The 0-1. Fouled back again. One strikeout away now from ending this. Indians will take on Pike Road later this week on Thursday. They're trying to carry some momentum into what will be a big matchup on the road. They'll play again at home against Prattville next week. The 0-2 is high and inside. Evers started off with the 0-2 count after a couple foul balls. Pitch in the dirt there. Count evens up. Again, with no one on, two outs. A 2-2 count. It is 3-2. Prattville Christian leading, one strike away from getting a win against the Indians. Pitch taken for ball three.
Whoa. What a bat from Henry Evers, man. He has been locked in. Great take there. Great take on the last couple of pitches after starting behind 0-2. Full count now.
He's been patient with it. Now, the moment of truth. Payoff pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. It will be scooped up, but he will not have enough time. A diving effort from Bowman. Evers, though, with his second hit of the afternoon, a single puts him at first. Tying run aboard. Go-ahead run stepping up for the Indians. It'll be Thomas Zingzin, the freshman, coming in as a pinch hitter for the Indians. He replaces Joseph Landry. Different approach for the Indians here. After Landry already had a base hit today, they still go with the new man in Zingson. First pitch to Zingson, a strike as he takes 0-1 count with two outs. Runner at first and Henry Evers. He is the tying run in this 3-2 ball game. PCA with the lead. In the bottom of the seventh, pitch is ripped towards left field, just foul. Well, it looked pretty good there. Zingson getting a good feel for it. Zingson has only had one at bat this season. It came against Sylacauga. He did not record a hit. This would be a heck of a time for a first hit this year for the freshman. 0-2, taken. And called for a ball. PCA fans certainly felt otherwise. Zingson lives on for the moment. So now the 1-2. Pitch outside. Rosendahl starting to have the same thing we saw a moment ago. Got started with the 0-2. Now it's even back up. 2-2 count, runner at first. Zingson at the ready. Pitch swung on. This one skied to center field. Toms sets up camp, makes the grab, and ends the ball game. Prattville Christian storms back with three runs over the last two innings. They get the win over Wetumpka in a 3-2 ball game. Frustrating ending there for the Indians.
It absolutely is. And you go back to it, and the home run, not much you can do about there, but the errors in the top of that sixth inning really come back to haunt you in this one, and an unfortunate break for the Indians despite some pretty decent pitching all the way through.
The win goes to Mason Rusendahl there with five strikeouts on the night, and the loss will go against Owen Piles. Connor Jacks left the ballgame when the Indians still had the lead, and a heck of a day for Jacks with six strikeouts over his five innings. Piles recorded a couple himself, but gave up a couple hits along with the home run from Diffendurfer that really set the tone there in those last couple of innings. Indians fall to 7-2. They will get ready now for Pike Road this Thursday. The next time they are back at Bazemore Field will be against Prattville on March 17th, that is Tuesday of next week. They'll have back-to-back home games with Prattville and Beauregard before that Hoover tournament to end the month of March. Prattville Christian, on the other hand, moving to 6-4. They continue to try and build back up after what's been a slower start for them, but a very talented team that had a lot of success last season. We'll be on the air for the Pike Road game on Thursday. That game is set for first pitch at 6:30. We'll be on somewhere around 10 minutes prior to first pitch of that game. We've got Indian softball tomorrow as well against Percy Julian, and Mitch Petrie will have the call of that one. Indians fall short today, 3-2. They'll take on Pike Road on Thursday. For my broadcast partner, Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. For the final time, our score, 3-2. Prattville Christian wins it. Wetumpka Indians Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.